Today we are celebrating the feast of the Ascension of the Lord, that day when our Lord ascended into heaven to open the way to the kingdom of heaven for us. Now, traditionally, this feast is celebrated last Thursday, because that is 40 days after Easter. We know from the scriptures that our Lord ascended into heaven 40 days after he rose from the dead. And so it was traditional that it would be Thursday would be the feast of the Ascension. However, a few decades ago, the U.S. bishops, among many other groups of bishops, decided that, you know, we need to celebrate the importance of this feast. And so let's move it to Sunday in most places in the United States. It was by province, which groups of dioceses together are a province. Our province is Portland, Oregon. We're under the Archdiocese of Portland, Oregon. But if you look in the book, it shows that a lot of the Northeast, Boston and New York and that area, they celebrate still on Thursday. And then Nebraska celebrates it on Thursday. The rest of the country does it on Sunday. So I can wish you a very blessed Ascension Thursday, Sunday. It is very traditional to do it on Thursday and to call it Ascension Thursday. Now, it is interesting when you look at this gospel reading, you know, or the first reading, excuse me, and you see the apostles, and they're watching our Lord go up to heaven, and you can imagine their reaction. What's going on? You know, jaws dropped, you know, mouth open. And they must have been so stunned that even, it says, after a cloud had taken him from their sight, they're still looking at the sky wondering what's going on. To the point where the angel says, why are you still looking up there? Why are you still staring at the sky? Go and do what he told you to do already. You know, it's just, you can imagine that reaction. But when he left us with a promise that he would return. And the angel enhanced that he would return the way that we saw him. And so they went and did as they were commanded. And of course, they went and they scattered throughout the world, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. This feast of the Ascension, because of our Lord's promises, is a feast of hope. It's first and foremost a hope that we too will one day enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know, our Lord ascending into heaven showed us the path. It opened up the gates of heaven that we might one day enter into that eternal rest, into that eternal life in heaven, that peace and that joy that it promises us. Our Lord shows us the path. It also gives us the hope that he will guide and encourage us in following him. He tells us, I am with you always until the end of the age. He's with us always. Although he has ascended into heaven, he is still with us. He is still leading us. He is still guiding us. And if we are following him, he will give us the strength we need to follow the difficulties in life, the times that makes it hard to follow him. He will give us the grace and the strength that we need to continue following him. And then he gives us the hope that one day he will return. As the angel said, this Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the way that you have seen him going into heaven. So we know that one day he will descend from heaven. He will return at the end time, at the final judgment, and will judge whether we are worthy or not to follow him, that we are worthy or not to enter into that kingdom of heaven that he has shown us the way to follow. And it ultimately is, are we living our lives following him as a disciple? Have we accepted him as our Lord and chosen to follow him as disciples? This is what it means to be worthy of entering into the kingdom of heaven. And so we have this hope. St. Paul tells us, may the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. This hope I'm talking about is not a strong desire, a wishful thinking. Like, you know, we might have wishful thinking that, or we might hope that, We'll get some rain later this week. That's a strong desire. We want rain. We desire that our fields get watered, that this smoke kind of gets washed out of the air, and we have fresh air again. And sometimes, some parts of the year, that's more than just a desire. It's a wishful thinking that we'll get any kind of rain at all. That's not the hope that he's talking about. This hope that St. Paul's talking about, that I'm talking about, it is a total trust in God's promises. It's trusting that God is telling us the truth, that what he has promised us will come to happen, that we can put our lives in his hands in that hope that one day it will come to pass. So hoping for our Lord's return is a total trust that his promise that he would return will happen one day. Maybe in our life, maybe not, but he will return. This feast of the Ascension, this feast that shows us this hope, is, as the Catechism describes it, the definitive entrance of Jesus' humanity into God's heavenly domain. Jesus has entered into heaven. He sits at the right hand of God, our heavenly Father. He has opened the gates of heaven to us. They were closed off due to sin, but now they have been open, and he leads us into heaven. He leads us into that heavenly kingdom. You know, if you've ever been into Europe, or at least have studied Europe, many cities have triumphal arches, Arc de Triomphe, these beautiful arches that back in the day when the kings would lead the armies to war, the kings would also lead the triumphant armies through these arcs, through these arches, these monuments, to show that they were triumphant. Well, in a way, the Ascension is our Lord entering through the arch of triumph into heaven, to show that he has triumphed over sin and death, and he is leading us along that way. But that same analogy of our Lord as King also shows why he will return to judge us, especially in the Middle Ages, but throughout, you know, much of human history where we have had monarchs. Kings set the laws, and they also were the enforcers. Yes, they would have magistrates, what we might call justices of the peace today, whose job it was to rule in the name of the king, but the king was the ultimate authority. He was the one who passed the ultimate judgment. There was no higher authority. Well, in the same way, as we say in the Creed, our Lord will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. That he will return, and one day we will face that final judgment, whether we will enter the kingdom of heaven or not, whether we have prepared ourselves for that kingdom of heaven or not. And our Lord's judgment is not arbitrary. He's not going to sit there and say, I like you, but I don't like you. I like you, but I don't like you. He's not just going to pick people he likes. It's, are these people that our Lord, or that have followed our Lord, have given their lives over to him, have placed their hope in him? And he tells us what we need to do to be found worthy. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. Just being baptized isn't enough. It's not enough to say, well, I've been baptized, I'm a baptized Catholic, I'm good to go. No. Just believing isn't enough. Well, I believe in Jesus. You know, this is where we get the, you know, accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior and accepted him in my heart. No, it's not enough. We do have to be baptized. That is essential. But we also must live our belief in him. It must be both. We must be baptized and we must believe in him and have an active faith. A faith that leads us to go out and follow his commands, to proclaim the gospel, to reach out to those in need, to show his light in the world. If we wish to be saved, we must be willing to show his light into the world. We must be willing to show that hope that we have in the world. But as Christians, we are a people of hope. We have that hope that he will one day return. We have that hope that he will lead us and guide us into that eternal life that awaits. May we truly live that hope in our daily lives, that hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.